Disclaimer, all music streamed on this podcast is protected by Section 108 of the U.S. Copyright Act, which states that copyrighted work reproduced for purposes of criticism and comment are not an infringement of copyright. But with that being said, let's set sail on the virtual ocean. Let me welcome you to the show.
Show. Hello, world. Welcome to episode 40 of The Virtual Ocean. I'm your host, Jarell Ramos. I am joined by my talented producer and shipmate, Brandon Mattel. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. This is the Vaporwave Let's Listen podcast. We're happy to have you on board. If you don't know what Vaporwave is an art aesthetic that embodies the anxiety, disillusionment, and nihilism of the modern world. In music form, Vaporwave dives deep into these unconscious anxieties, taking the sounds from decades past, warping and manipulating them to summon the ghost of the good times that were promised by modern capitalism but never came. Vaporwave is an art form that expresses the collective unconscious pain of the internet generation. And because of its internet-based nature, its aesthetics evolve so rapidly, further reflecting the ungrounded modern mind. In each episode, we highlight an artist or album within the Vaporwave genre and listen to it, analyze it, and discuss it with you, the listener. You can follow us on Instagram at The Virtual Ocean, where we curate aesthetic art on a daily basis. Our opinions are our own, and we welcome you to join in on the conversation by commenting on our Instagram. And now for today's episode. We have a nice, easy, on-the-ears, mall-soft album. Echo Fukuyami's album Deluxe Visions is a trip down memory lane. It's a mall-soft album that evokes the need for consumer dopamine while also displaying how different sensuality and desire felt in the past. This is a nice, relaxing, breezy record to indulge in. Join us in setting sail for Echo Fukuyami's Deluxe Visions. Let's begin our venture into Echo Fukuyami's Deluxe Visions with the first track titled Palm Hall. Thank you. Yeah, there's something so virtually, something so soothing about being in this virtual space when you hear something like that. You know, as we arrive to this Palm Hall Deluxe Vision, you know, we're treated to this beautiful palm tree in this middle of this empty space, and it's just so clean and pristine, and there's something unnatural about it, and yet so soothing. You know, that's the thing I love about the mall soft genre. You know, it just takes you to these places that are just so relaxing, and you just kind of lose yourself in it. And you know, this album seems to be setting us up for this kind of experience. You know, and you know, why not? You know, we need a break from all the shit that's going on right now in the world, and why not? So let's go ahead and go to the second track. I actually can't read that, so I'm gonna go see what this says. I'm gonna go ahead and translate this over here.
I actually think it says Resort Vision. I think that's what I was trying to say.
Okay. We'll go ahead and continue with our second track titled Resort Vision. Why don't you go buy something? You know, that's the vibe of all this, man. This album, I feel like, is already trying to get me to buy something. It's already putting me in a state of consumerist bliss. You know, this desire to want to go and get something I don't need, something I can't afford, because it'll just bring me this peace and happiness. You know, this image of pristine beauty, this image of malls that are empty, is only possible from like a capitalist perspective, a capitalist society, where a lot of us are told that peace, tranquility, and happiness comes from consumption. And you know, when you hear something like that, I can't help but feel like I'm a mindless drone just looking for the right product to buy in this mall, you know. So already I get those vibes. I get this insane itch to go consume something. And I think that's it's relaxing, but it's also troubling at the same time. You know, that's always been the vaporwave shtick when it comes to albums like this, you know. And oh man, I just want to go buy something. All right, let's go ahead and go to track 3 titled Digital Palm. Woo! That was a very, very sensual sounding experience here at the Deluxe Visions Mall. Wow. Yeah, that's some, that's just pure nostalgia right there, you know, taking you back to the days of pre-internet, pre-electricity. I'm just playing, but yeah, very relaxing, very soothing album, this one. I feel like this is a nice one to play when you just want to, you know, chill out from a long day of like being productive and lose yourself into this virtual mall utopia. Brandon, thoughts so far on this album?
Mainly just on just commenting on like how music serves like many functions. So I would say with like the first two tracks for sure, it definitely reminded you of like when you would step into like a commercial space and then like you had like a band going on or somewhere like very far off, and then like as you get closer, like, but you could just hear it reverberating throughout the whole venue. And I think like it brings you to more simple days of like when music, I would say that I would listen to was less developed, but it was very simplistic. So and you realize like when you're in like a place where they want you to buy stuff, they don't actually want you to like focus too much on the music, right? It's supposed to be like a mode of transportation through wherever you're supposed to buy stuff. So I'm very, it's bringing back a lot of like memories of when I would just be dragged to the mall, or I'd be dragged to like some strange place I didn't know we were going to that day. The Resort Vision one for sure like brought me to like when I would stay like on a different island in Hawaii or something like that, and then like there's just weird bands playing their strange like soft music in the background, and then you just be checking in. That whole process was very, very, very visual for me. So I would say in terms of the imagery, it's nailing it.
Really, yeah, the imagery is insanely, like that ambiance is so a quintessential mall soft, and just the relaxed nature of it is, it's just so like beachy at the same time. And you bring up, yeah, you like going to a mall in Hawaii. I'm sure this one tracks a very specific experiences for you, with you growing up there. Whew. All right, let's go to the next track titled Mall Television. Yeah, that track is very, yeah, it kind of just sits there with the rest of them, you know. Say it, for it to be called Mall Television, I was expecting something a little more, what's the word? A little more distinct. That was not what I expected out of a track named Mall Television.
I think it serves more as like a prelude, like almost like a transitionary. I think the tone might change a little bit with the record.
Oh, yeah, let's find out, because the next one's titled Online Shopping. So let's go ahead and listen to Online Shopping. This album has me thinking a lot about, you know, this entire quarantine experience and how shopping has changed. Because a lot of shopping was already changing before this happened. Now that, you know, I went to the mall this past week with my partner, and so many stores were closed. And it was a weekday, and A lot of them were just closed in the middle of the day. It was not even that late. It was probably around like 3 or 4 p.m. And they're just locked up. And, you know, it's weird because a lot of the revenue for these stores could be coming from somewhere else. They could be shipping them out. But the experience of being there physically in a mall and you know, the smell in the air and the sounds and the people you walk by, that's going to slowly fade out into something completely different. You know, not the same way that we knew it from growing up. And what this genre, I think, and especially this album does in particular, is when it evokes that imagery, it kind of helps you realize how much has changed, because you don't think about how much things have changed. You more or less think it's the same, because you can still go to the mall, you can still go shopping there, but when you actually look at what it is now and what it used to be, you just realize it's not the same. You know, the modern world is a world that is so different now than what it was 10 years ago. And you don't really think about it because you're living through it. A lot of things, you know, relatively are the same. We consume the same stuff. We're on the same social media. We see, you know, people on there, and we try to make do with what we have in our lives. But, you know, things are changing and accelerating. You know, the rate of change is just really, really fast. And music like this is important because it captures that state. You know, it makes it permanent in the form of music, in the form of ambiance. And, you know, that track was titled Online Shopping, and it just made me think about, like, online shopping, man. What is the significance of that in this record about a mall? And that's kind of what I thought about. What are your thoughts on this, Brandon?
Sorry. Yeah, I think for me, it's just the stereo image in this was much closer to your ears, because technically when you're shopping online, like, you're just at home, right? So everything feels much more intimate, right? But for me, I think what is tonally very interesting about this is how sterile everything feels, and how it kind of, like, if you removing yourself from being in context of, like, shopping, like, because we're just listening to this, right, for the first time, it's so weird how the lengths that companies will go through to make your shopping experience as clean and as fluid as possible, because to them, they're just trying to get their products in your hands. And when you kind of take that feeling out of context, like you said, and just kind of, like, package it in a song,
yeah,
it's very interesting to see how everything is very calculated, right? It's very sterile and very straightforward in terms of, like, you know, you meeting your customer service representative, or when you open up the web browser, it literally hits you with all the products. Like, you search for this last, let's just throw all of these at you. And, like, the music, again, it's not overly distracting. It's actually rather calming. And it's just so weird how, by filling all of these senses that we have when we have a shopping experience, it's very cold and clinical, and it's very, yeah, it's very strange tonally. So I think that's always something that I find very fun listening to when we're listening to, like, a soft mall soft type track. So I don't know. I'm interested to see where the artist takes the rest of the record.
Yeah, this album is it's not doing anything new and exciting, but it is almost a definitive way of showing what Mallsoft is, and there's something to be said about that for sure. All right, let's go to the sixth track titled Virtual Love at Memories.com.
Thank you.
I thought just something about that last track kind of reminds me of the days of AOL Instant Messenger. You go into a chat room. You know, I used to go on there when I was a kid, and I remember clearly I was like in third grade. Like, I'm not even joking. I was in third grade. Got into one of these chat rooms, and there was a girl in that chat room who was kind of like the female that a lot of people in the chat room were trying to get at. I don't remember quite what they were saying, but I remember that girl would say things in there like, I'm getting really, really drunk right now. I'm too drunk for this. And I just thought it was weird because I was in third grade, and I'm like, what does that mean? And why? And also, how does this work? And that also reminds me of when back then, if you meet someone in a chat room, you literally would just like have sex over AIM by cyber sex is what they'd call it. And it's pretty much just sexting over Instant Messenger. And you don't really hear that term anymore, cyber sexing, but it was a phenomenon back then whenever you'd meet someone. And this email brought me back to that. And yes, I was in third grade when I discovered what cyber sexing was. I never did it, but that's when I learned about it. And yeah, I don't know why that this track just reminded me of that. But do you have thoughts on this one, Brandon?
I didn't really touch a computer until maybe fifth grade. So I'm very, very much unaware of those feelings. I would say it's weird how much saxophones were used as like a mainstream element in like the 90s and like what, 2000s, and especially for like commercial stuff. Like, you don't hear it as much now, but it was very prominent around this time. And I'm curious on like what the age of this artist was, because they're kind of hitting a lot of those tones on the head.
Yeah, I've been looking up Echo, and they're kind of off the grid. I don't really see a lot of their social media. There's no Instagram, or at least the at might have changed. But yeah, it's a good question. This is a very anonymous artist for sure, and that's what I love about Vaporwave, is that you just can't track these guys, and it's awesome. All right. So we learned that Brandon didn't touch a computer until fifth grade, and I was tainted from a young age, so that's why I am the way I am. So let's go ahead and go on to the next track titled Sunset Plaza. Thank you. Brandon, you brought up that how saxophones were used a lot during, you know, during this time, and that reminds me of my friend sent me this video of this Castlevania game for the Super Nintendo, and Castlevania is a very violent game. It's a lot of whipping, a lot of vampires, a lot of killing, and at the end of the game, you end up saving, or I don't know if you save, but you end up with a female character, and you know, it's like a very nice, happy ending, and it's like this sensual saxophone music to close off a Castlevania game. You know, if you think about Castlevania, there's an anime of it on Netflix, and it's super gory. Like, that's the brand we're talking about. But the ending was just, it sounded like that, like that last track. Like, so imagine, like, what the fuck that is when you're, you know, play this game, and it just ends like that. Yeah. I can show it to you later, but it just shows you how much just one instrument we associate with the feeling and emotion of sexiness. And like, it's kind of uncomfortable to think about. Like, I don't think it should be that way. Cause imagine thinking of like hearing a piano and all of a sudden it associates like feelings of like rage, you know, like just, like one instrument like evokes like this emotion, this feeling. And you never really, I don't know. It's just so strange how we let that happen.
It's weird because like saxophone is a very respected jazz instrument, right? Like that's where most of its origins came from. So when you hear like soft or like soft jazz, it's almost the way they've written like the saxophone part was like, yeah, there's people are gonna be like having sex with this.
Yeah, it's I don't know,
because it's different. Like if you listen to something like Giant Steps with John Coltrane, like
yes,
very very different. So yes, it's like, I don't know, I feel like who was the famous saxophone player that kind of does the soft jazz? Kenny G.
Yeah
like it just reminds me of that, like where it's just like a very highly filtered image where it's like very soft and very imagey, and they have like fans blowing on the side and like the hair is swaying in the distance. And it's weird how like that actually worked for a lot of people. And and it's weird like when you hear it in context of like commercial stuff, because like usually when you hear it, it's like for like adult products, right? Adult products or adult experiences.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird out of context.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to continue this theme of romance with the 8-track titled Love Tonight. We'll be right back. Yeah, and as I expected, more romantic sounding stuff. Just kind of continuing the themes of what we were talking about earlier. Whenever music sounds so distant like that, Brandon, like, how is that done exactly?
Usually it's by sending the track to like a reverb. Either you can put it on the track directly and affect it, or you can either, like, if you have like a group of instruments, you can send that all to a different space. There's different types of reverbs, plate reverbs. Many companies spend lots of time of figuring out their algorithms, and sometimes they'll even go out and sample different areas. So that's one of the fun things I like to do when I'm listening to Molsoft, is like trying to figure out what space they're trying to recreate. And this, for this some reason, I imagine like water. So yeah, like a really romantic like indoor pool or something like that, where like everything's lit and it's like Adult Swim or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But usually it's like they'll get mics sometimes and they'll place them in different spots and they just try to recreate that in their software. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it is. I think so too. Cool. Yeah, this album is, I wouldn't say it's anything, you know, groundbreaking or exceptional, but it's serviceable and it's fun and it's decent. You know, it's a nice little chill one to sit back to, and you know, it definitely evoked a lot of memories for me that a lot of albums before in our show haven't done. So that's fun. It's very nice and relaxing. And ladies and gentlemen and non-binary folks, we are down to our final track. The ninth track is titled So Good. Oh, yes, and we have reached the end of our little break from reality here in the Deluxe Visions. Nice little pleasurable track, you know, just very pleasing to the ears, very harmonic, very relaxing, and, you know, can't ask for any more. Closing thoughts on this record, Brandon?
Just another good example of, I think just imagery in the Molsoft, because we haven't listened to this kind of stuff in a while, so it's pretty refreshing, actually. I do like how if very interestingly enough, like with the image itself, like nothing actually sits up the middle of the stereo field. Like it literally just puts you in different spaces. So I would say just really good use of imagery, and yeah, hopefully we can listen to more of this stuff in the future.
Yeah, a lot of spatial work in this one that I really enjoyed, and sometimes that's all it takes for a vaporwave album to be fun and be enjoyable. But we want to know what you guys thought. Let us know on our Instagram at The Virtual Ocean. What did you think about Echo Fukeyume's... Fukeyume... Shit. I don't want to get this wrong, guys. I'm going to translate it real quick. Fukeyume. AKA Deep Dream. What did you think of Echo Fukeyume's Deluxe Visions? Let us know on our Instagram at The Virtual Ocean, where we post daily aesthetic art and where most of our activity is. You can follow me and Brandon on Twitter. I'm at Joel Ramos. He's at Brandon Mattel. And yeah, you know, this is the Virtual Ocean. We're heading back to our ship and we're getting ready to set sail once again. And once again, everybody, thank you for sailing with us. And we'll see you again in the next episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Raise the davit. Get these folks on board.
How are we looking today, sir?
Skies are clear, and the ocean laughs. I think we should go where our hearts take us.